Okay. Boys and girls, you know, it's funny the way that the same people can look at the same thing and yet they can see different things in the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Maybe you don't know what I mean by that there. Let me show you some photographs on the overhead here that will really maybe explain it better. You see that there? When people look at that elephant, people can see different things because that's a very, very strange elephant indeed. Who can tell me what's strange about that elephant? It's very small, that's right. Is anything else strange about it?
It's got horns.
Well, no, yes, it's got tusks. You call those tusks?
It doesn't have a tail.
Doesn't have a tail, that's an or. Is there nothing else strange about it? Look at its feet and its legs. You see that?
It has five legs.
You say it has five legs. Well, count again and see how many legs some of the rest of you think.
Six legs.
Six. Seven. Have you ever seen an elephant like that in Belfast Zoo with seven legs? Dear, many do you think it has? Six. Well, boys and girls, isn't that strange how that you are all looking at the same picture and you're all seeing different things? Some of you say it is five, some six, some seven, and I think I even heard an eight there as well. Isn't that a strange elephant indeed? You know, if you look at that elephant very carefully, you'll see that it only really has, at the end of the day, it only really has four legs. Look, one, two, three, four. But the funny thing about that elephant is that it's got 5 feet. Look at how many feet it has. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now that's a very strange elephant indeed, isn't it? Let me show you another photograph. Maybe you've seen this photograph before. Have you ever seen that photograph before? Now, tell me this, who sees an old woman there? Who can see an old woman in that? Yes. Who can see a young woman in it? Who can see an old woman in that? Who can see a young woman in it? Can anybody see both an old woman and a young woman? Yes, you can. Well, look, there's both an old woman and a young woman in that there. Different people look at it to see different things. The old woman, that's her nose there coming down like that, okay? And that's her chin tucked under her chest. And the young woman, you're looking at her cheek on like that, okay? And that's her cheek or jawbone. That's her nose peeking out there and her eyelash. And that's her head and she has a big feathery plume or whatever on it. But people look at that there and some people can see an old woman and some people can see a young woman looking at the same thing and seeing different things in the same thing. Where do we see this? And this one's basically more or less the same. How many faces can you see there? Two?
Three.
One? Dear, dear. Well, actually, you know, there was three faces there. Again, you see the old woman with her chin tucked under her chest and her mouth, that's her mouth there. And again, you see the young woman side on, that's her jawbone. And this time you see, I suppose he's a Scotchman, isn't he? That's his big ginger moustache and his hat and that's his nose coming down and that's his eye. And so some people see one, some people see two, some people see three. And yet it's the same picture. Okay, we'll do one more. How many faces do you see there? Five!
Three.
Eight. Hot, now. Two. Ah, you might be right now. You might be right in that there. Anybody see a really old lady? Yes, you see her, wouldn't you? You wouldn't like to meet her in a dark night, sure you wouldn't. Well, look at this. She's a princess or a queen or something. Isn't that right? See that? And it's the same picture, only you turn it upside down. Boys and girls, isn't it funny how the same people can look at the same thing and yet they see different things? Now, you know, that reminds me of something in the Bible, or should I say someone in the Bible. That reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, you know, when the same people looked at the Lord Jesus Christ, they saw different things about him. You know, many people, when they looked at the Lord Jesus Christ, they saw a bad man. They thought that the Lord Jesus Christ was bad. There was people then called the Pharisees, and they said that Jesus was from a demon, that he was off the devil, and that he was really bad and really nasty. But they said that because their hearts were really bad, and their hearts were really nasty. They saw a bad man when they looked at Jesus. But there was other people who looked at the same Jesus, and they saw a madman. They thought Jesus was crazy. Indeed, we read in Mark's gospel that on one occasion his own family thought that he had lost his marbles. They thought that he had gone crazy and they were going to take him away to keep him out of harm's sake. They thought that he was a madman. But you know, though some thought he was a bad man and some thought he was a madman, there were others that thought he was a sad man. There were others who thought Jesus really believes what he's saying to the people, but he's really wrong. But he believes it, but yet he's wrong in it. And they believed that Jesus ended up on the cross by mistake because he had been foolish. And they thought that that was very sad because he was sincere. But boys and girls, I want to tell you that Jesus wasn't a bad man. Jesus wasn't a madman. And Jesus wasn't a sad man. Jesus was the God man. The scriptures tell us that Jesus was Almighty God in heaven, and that he saw man lost in his sin, and that God decided that Jesus would come, be born as a baby in Bethlehem. And Jesus came and was born as that babe in Bethlehem, and he lived a sinless life, never ever did anything wrong, never told a lie, never took anything without asking, never did anything nasty, never even thought a bad thought. Jesus lived a sinless life, and then he went to the cross to die for the sins of other people. And the Bible tells us that Jesus had to do that if we were to be saved. The Bible tells us that there was no one else that could take away the sin that separated men and women and boys and girls from God. And so God came in Jesus, and God took the punishment for sin in order that God could be friends with sinners who put their trust in his Son. And that's why the Bible tells us that we need to put our trust in God's Son. The Bible tells us we need to A, admit that we're sinners in the sight of Almighty God. B, believe in what Jesus did, what God did in Jesus to take away that sin. And C, cast ourselves upon the work of the cross, giving our lives to the Savior and asking him to give us the power to live for him. And so, boys and girls, you remember that no matter what people say about Jesus today, if they say he was a bad man that deceived people, or if they say that he was a madman, that he wasn't right, if they say that he was a sad man, that he was sincere but wrong, you always remember that the Bible always tells the truth. And the Bible says that Jesus was the God-man who came to earth to take away our sins. Thank you very much, boys and girls. You were very good indeed.